It was a very, very sombre atmosphere in Bulawayo. Honorable Moyo was buried today at 12 o'clock. Ironically, just adjacent to the late footballer Adam Job, that's where he was laid. We started the death proceedings with a church service at the Lutheran Church, which was filled to capacity. Quite a lot of people, about three quarters of the people who were there, were unable to get into the church because it was full already. But what was very striking about this funeral was the presence of all the political antagonists. ZANU-PF was represented, MGCT was represented, and MGCN. And the Prime Minister spoke a lot about the need for political tolerance and the need of commiserating with each other during funerals.
Considering Honorable Moyo's contribution during the liberation struggle, what status was conferred upon him?
Absolutely nothing, although he has a very, very rich political history. He was in ZAPU during the war and after the war. He worked for a lot of non-governmental organizations, especially Matabeleland South. He was also Minister of Agriculture as well as the National Executive Member of the MDC. But he was not given any hero status because, of course, we now know that hero status is a preserve of those who die in ZANU-PF or those who are cronies of ZANU-PF. But that notwithstanding, there were a lot of people who came to this funeral across the political divide, across the social divide. And in our view, this was a big send-off for this hero. And the atmosphere was overwhelming.